Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson, and once again, I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica. This is a podcast where I talk about relationships, love, sex, and everything else, all from my perspective. And as always, I need to say thank you to everyone who supports my podcast. Tonight's topic. Ladies, you have great sex appeal, but your attitude sucks. Also, my question of the night is, what are the four reasons why men leave after sleeping with you? So go ahead, sit back, relax, do whatever it is you need to do. And I'll be right back with my question. So my question of the night is, what are the four reasons why men leave after sleeping with you? Okay. Let me put it like this. A lot of times men come into a situation with time already allotted. They know they only got 30 minutes. They know they're willing to just give 30 minutes or an hour. Especially if you're not someone who we see that we can take home to our moms or we are willing to commit to. And a lot of times we want to be honest. We want to say, hey, look, I got 30 minutes. But we know it's going to come with, well, I'm not going to get with you, or who you think I am, or I need you longer for 30 minutes. So that destroys the whole, that kills his whole game plan. That kind of like knocks him off of who he is. You know what I'm saying? Knock him off his square a little bit. Because in a man's busy day, time is precious. Same with women. You know what I'm saying? But I can only talk from a man perspective. I can only tell you what I went through when I was dating or when I was in relationships or whatever. When I was in multiple relationships. When I was playing the field. If I got 30 minutes, that's all you get. You may get 40. You may get 45. But after that 45 minutes, I'm looking at that clock. I'm thinking, all right, I need to take a shower. I need to get up in the sink and wash off and get the hell up out of here. Now, you may say a lot of men don't think like that. Yes, they do. You may say your man may have never thought like that. And I don't know you. I don't know your man. So I'm not going to put that out there. But I'm speaking in general. There are a lot of men with the mentality, I only got 30 minutes or I got an hour. If you're not someone special to me. If you're not someone who I'm going to take home and say, Mom, this is the one. If you're not that person, you get 30 minutes. Now, when it comes to romantic relationships, there are many reasons why men choose to end things after sleeping with you. And it's never a pleasant experience. I don't care what you say. I've seen that look of disgust or disappointment. And it's always been one of those two situations where someone looked at me like, get the fuck up out of my house. Or, why you do this to me? You know I love you. Me being the person I was, I was like, okay, I'll call you. Or I'll see you at the club. Because I had other shit going on. I didn't care. No, there was sometimes I was like, okay. I can spend half a day with you. If I spend half a day with you, it's more than sex. There's something more to you than just sex. But that's a lot of time to give up to someone that you just fucking. Or you just, you know, having fun with. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, time has always been precious. Even when I was a little boy, I understood the sands of time. So, like I said, it's never a pleasant experience, but it's important to understand why it happens so that you can avoid making the same mistake in the future. The number one reason that a man is quick to leave is because he's not ready for the relationship that you're probably ready for. And it's because it's like he's not in tune with that. He knows, like I said, he has time allotted. He's enjoying the single life and he's not ready to settle down just yet. I mean, if a man you're seeing suddenly end things after sleeping with you, because if a man suddenly end things quickly, he's not ready. He knows that he's not ready. He knows that there's no way that you can convince him to be in a relationship, because that's not where he's at mentally or emotionally. Because he's caught up in the moment and he realized that he's not ready for the commitment. Number two, he feels guilty. For whatever reason, he may have gotten with you when you was going through something. He may have, for whatever reason, he got with you and probably wasn't the right time. But still, selfishness rose to the top and he took advantage of the situation. He's not... You may be in a bad situation. You may be in a bad state of mind, and he's supposed to be your rock, but he failed because he's trying to get some pussy. So with that comes guilt, because even though you get your rocks off, you're gonna be by yourself. You're gonna sit down. And you're gonna have a moment. You're gonna be like, you know, I fucked up. She needed me to be there for her. But my selfishness was more important. Me busting a nut was more important than helping someone out, helping out my friend, or helping out someone who really needed me. And like I said, that guilt will kick in and it will bother you and it will make you feel guilty. Number three, he's not attracted to you. He likes sleeping with you, but he's not attracted to you. And it's not because you're ugly. It's not because you're... something wrong with you, you know. It might be because you are too loud, or you don't cook. It's certain things like that will make you unattractive to a man, but worthy of sleeping with. Okay, she don't cook, she don't, you know, clean clothes, she don't keep a clean house, but that booty is good as fuck. That ass is good as a motherfucker. That's how we think. Listen. That's how we think. And I know people say they're snitching and all. Fuck that. I'm too old to be snitching. I'm talking from life experiences. Hear what I'm saying. Everything ain't about snitching. But yeah, he's not attracted. He's not. He don't see you as someone he can commit to full time. He just see you as someone for the moment. You provide a special thing that he needs. And after that happens, then he loses interest. You're not the one. You don't have, the only thing you have are physical. The only thing that you have is a physical connection. You don't have an emotional, you don't have a mental connection with that person to make them feel like they want to be with you beyond sex. And the last one is, he's afraid of getting hurt. They've probably been through a situation where, you know, something that's similar to what you and him have, but or what you and him could have, but because he done been hurt, because he have felt pain, and yes, lady, men do get hurt. We do suffer from heartache. Because he has experienced that situation, he's not willing to put himself in that line of fire for anybody. And I don't care how good your ass is or how good you make a man feel good, if he has been hurt and if he's not ready, it's not going to happen. Time and time again, men have moved on and not resolved what probably have, you know, hurt their feelings or what made them feel bad. But they won't address that issue, but they will continue. We will continue to get ass. We will continue to screw. We will continue to bust a nut. We will continue to pursue and conquer. All that to get past that pain. Are we wrong for not addressing it? Probably so. Maybe we don't feel comfortable addressing the pain or opening up to you. So until we get to that point, you don't have to understand, but you have to respect the fact that, okay, something going on. I need you for a certain thing. And if you don't want to be there for that, say that. Recognize who that man is. Recognize his needs. And if it don't align with what it is that you need and who you are as a person, don't give in. Say, oh, hey, I know you're going through something, but your pain ain't my pain. Now, if you caused the pain, then yeah, try to work it out and see if y'all can build off that. But if you didn't cause the pain, let his ass go. Let him deal with that pain with the other woman. I was talking to someone the other day. I went to the doctor and got a checkup. And the doctor said, I'm doing well. Everything is good. Kidney's good. No diabetes. Heart is pumping good. And I felt real good. And the nurse who I was talking to, we were just talking. Out of the blue, she said, can I ask you a question about men and relationships? And I think we talked about 30 minutes after my procedure. And I told her, look, whatever you do, don't let no man, you know, make you not feel that you're worthy. You know what I'm saying? Don't give in. You don't have to give in. If it's not working for you, don't just accept anything. To wrap this thing up, when it comes to men trying to get away from you after sleeping with you, there are several reasons. And in some cases, it may simply be a matter of convenience or circumstances. In other cases, it may be because the man feel that the woman is not a good match for him. Whatever the reason is, it's important to remember that not all men will react the same way after sleeping with you. And on that note, I'll be right back with my topic of the night. Okay, so my topic of the night is, ladies, you got great sex appeal, but your attitude sucks. Now, before I go into this, let me say I'm not talking to anyone directly. If you heard my podcast, if you listen to my podcast, you know that I talk from my perspective. So this conversation or this talk or this episode that I'm having, it's in a general format. It's not directed to anyone I've been with. It's not directed to anyone I know. It's in a general format. I think one of the biggest reasons why I don't talk about certain things, because a lot of people are sensitive. A lot of people take it as you're speaking to them. Even though I may not know the people I'm talking to, you know, you have to say certain things in order to make it known that you're not speaking to someone or speaking directly to someone. You're just having dialogue. You're just talking about something that you have experienced. So everybody know that my podcast is from my perspective. And trust me, out of the 100+ shows that I've done, I've experienced something from what I've talked about. So this conversation or this episode is not about anybody in particular. Now, I do think that this is a topic that for some women, it can make or break, you know, your relationship or you thinking about having a relationship or your situation, because when it comes to a bad attitude, a man ain't gonna deal with it. A man refuses to be with someone with a nasty attitude. It don't gel. It's like oil and water. It don't work. It may exist, but after a while, it's going to stop working. He's going to get up and say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm out. I can't do it. No matter how bad you are, how sexy you are, fuck that. There's other sexier women out there who are less confrontational, less negative, and as willing to love me unconditionally without all this extra drama. And I see it daily. And when I say that, you know, social media, talking to people, I don't deal with it. I don't have that in my life. I don't deal with drama. I don't deal with, you know, funky attitude just to have one. I can't. The minute I sense one, I can get a feeling that you got attitude, I'm going the other way. I'm turning around. It's not It's not something I'm willing to put up with, accept, deal with, whatever. It's just not going to happen, and it's not for me. That vibe is just off. It does something to me, you know what I'm saying? And it comes across as if I gotta accept that negative attitude. No, I don't. I don't have to absorb what it is that you're giving out because you're in a bad mood or because you feel a certain way or if I'm not doing something for you, you gotta give me your ass to kiss. No, I don't give a fuck how sexy you are. No man wants to be around a negative woman. And that's exactly what you're putting out there, negativity. And if you want to attract positive attention, you need to start thinking, you need to present positive energy. It's time to change your attitude and start enjoying life and start enjoying your relationship. Start enjoying your relationship and enjoying your partner. Otherwise, you're just going to end up alone and miserable with cats. I've come across many women who are arrogant, self-absorbed, and honestly, it's a major turnoff. Just like, you know, women say the same thing, men who are arrogant, women have that same trait about them. There's nothing worse than an arrogant woman. Maybe it's because I come from an old school perspective, you know. I didn't see that with my moms and my aunts and my cousins. I saw some who would give it to a man, meaning that if he got smart with them or if he gave them some lip, they knew how to give it back. But they also knew how to reel it in. They say what they had to say, and then, you know, next thing you know, everything was all lovey-dovey again. I had plenty of aunts and godmothers who brought that smoke, who would let a man know, hey, I'm not the one. I'll be here for you. I'll even submit to you. But if you don't do what it is that I need to do in order to submit to you, or you're not, you know, doing your part as a man, then nah, you don't get that type of treatment. You can get these hands if need be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they didn't say it like that, but that's how it came across. And you might be thinking, what's the big deal? Everyone has their own opinion. Everyone is different. So if I have a bad attitude, if I'm negative, that doesn't make me wrong. No, it don't make you wrong. It don't make you a bad person. It just makes you a person that I don't want to be with or other men. And I know some women would be like, fuck you or fuck other men. I don't need you. Okay, that's understandable. You don't need me. You know, we just won't, it won't happen. And you can be happy by yourself or you can just be miserable. However you choose to be, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? And around this time of the year, a lot of women ask, or they put out, I can't find a man. Ain't no good men. It's the time of year that we're supposed to be family and spending time together and blah, 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 blah. There's a reason why that happened. There's a reason why you're alone every holiday, every year, for the last 10 years. And it's not on the man or the other person you're dating. Sometimes you got to take accountability. Sometimes you got to look at that reflection and be like, you know what? It might just be me acting up. But the thing is, your attitude reflects on you as a woman. It's off-putting. It's just a fucking turn-off. Here's some things when it comes to dating and maintaining relationships. You can't have a bad attitude. You can't. There's no other way around that. They don't exist. You just can't. People will avoid you. Men and women will avoid you quickly. I mean, you will become non-existent. And when I say this, I'm not saying I'm some type of guy. I know my worth. I know what I'm supposed to have in my life. And if it doesn't, if it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't make me happy, if I'm always stressed, or if I'm always walking on eggshells trying to figure out what the fuck is wrong with her, why she has such a bad attitude, then I can't do it. And a lot of men just won't do it. And you miss out on opportunities. You miss out on opportunities of being happy. I mean, going different places and seeing different things and having different things are cool. But being happy with someone as you age in life and as you, you know, experience certain things in life, that's important. You need that. You need that like drinking water. You need happiness. That's it. If not, then and if you just want to be Oscar the Grouch, then okay, accept that. But you can't have both ways. You can't be a mean person and have happiness. No. You might think you can, but no. I think one of the first things is to take a step back and take a look at your attitude, assess it, assess your attitude, and try to figure out why you're always negative. Ask yourself, do I complain a lot? Am I always putting men down? And if so, it might be time to change. And like I said, I see it every day. I see it on YouTube. I see it on social media. I see it on TV. I don't even watch TV. But that some of those reality shows, especially the reality shows with both black men and black women. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm not going to even call any names, but just the stories I've heard. That thing with the hands, talking with the hands and getting loud and getting louder when you're around other people. What man want that? What man want to deal with that shit unless he get paid to deal with it? Or he's a real man? Because to me, anytime a man accepts money to be disrespected, he ain't no real man. That's my opinion. And I don't give a fuck who don't like it. And I'll go toe-to-toe with any man and say, if that's what you do, then you on some fuck shit. You don't never let nobody pay you for your self-worth. And that's what's wrong with the world now. We'll accept anything for a paycheck or for a dollar bill or to be famous, for people to notice us. Women see that and they're like, oh, okay, she disrespected him on TV, so I guess I could do the same thing. TV and reality are two different things, sister. He getting paid. Now, he might get paid to let somebody do that. But in real life, you know, he might say, you know what? I'm not going to let you do that. Now, I'm thinking some men are like that. Even though it's still fucked up to let someone disrespect you for a dollar, I still think that some men like, you know what? Okay. I'll do this until I can pay my bills. But, y'all, I'm not the one. And if you make a conscious effort to be more positive, you may have a better result. Things may turn around for you. Situations may work in your favor. I think what men think about women with bad attitudes, it's no secret that many of us find women with bad attitudes to be a turnoff. And it makes her, it makes a woman unappealing. It gets to a point where you just don't want to deal with the drama. You know what I'm saying? You just don't want to be a part of a reality show. You're tired of playing games. You're tired of the disrespect. And it's got to be something different. It got to be something where it's going to not be stressful in your life. And it's not going to make you feel like, you know what, this is all life has to offer me is a stressful woman or a disrespectful woman or a woman who treats me like shit. No, can't happen. I think one of the biggest mistakes women make with their attitude being ugly is it leads to ongoing problems. I mean, it's like a avalanche of problems that comes from that one source of a negative attitude. You know, you can be too critical. You can be unwilling to cooperate. And when that happens, it's like you're not able to support your partner, or you're not able to display affection because you come across as dismissive to your partner. And this behavior can damage the relationship and create tension between both. In some cases, it'll even lead to breakups. You have to be aware of what it is that's going on in your relationship and if it's hurting or if it's helping. Because, ladies, your attitude is very important. For me, a woman being okay, being comfortable, being satisfied, being, you know, not worrying, that defines a great relationship for me. And whatever I can do in order to help you feel those things, then I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to see the signs. I'm willing to be proactive. I'm willing to eliminate anything coming down the pipeline because your happiness and your need to feel satisfied and comfortable is important to me. And I want the same thing. I want you to be proactive. I want you to be like, you know what? Let me eliminate whatever can possibly happen to him or to this relationship. Let me stop complaining about my job or my friends or let me stop complaining about what he ain't doing. Let me stop being controlling and be willing to make this situation where we are both equal in the relationship. It's the small things that if you are able to get past those, it prevents anything larger or bigger, you know, a bigger problem from happening. Because if you can tackle the small problems, then you already are on point to handle what may come after that. What may come after that small problem. The potential of a big problem happening, you can eliminate that quick before it even develop and become an issue. When you're on the same page, when you have a more easygoing personality. And I'm not saying being a punk. I'm not saying be a punk. I'm not saying not be and don't be who you are. Because if you're just a nasty, evil, vindictive, ugly person, okay. People have to, if a man want to be with you and that's who you are, he have to accept that. But what I'm saying is, if you constantly can't keep a man, if you constantly wondering why you're alone for the holidays and your girlfriends and your sisters and your family members got men who are happy with them, you got to do a self-check. And you got to accept the fact that, okay, every man ain't the problem. And I'm not saying don't put yourself first. What I'm saying is make it where you can put yourself first sometimes and put someone else first. Be willing to do those things that will make a man find you attractive and make a man be willing to work with you. Even if you do have a bad attitude, because there are some men who are not simps. There are some men who are some strong, you know, in tune, direct, strong warriors who will deal with you, who will be willing to help you, or who will just say, you know, this is who she is. And if she can balance that with, you know, some positivity, then we can have a good relationship. There are some men who will do that. I'm not saying all is lost. I'm not saying there's no hope for someone for you. I'm not saying that you can't have a man who will support you and be there for you, even if you have a negative attitude. Even if you have a negative attitude, I'm not saying that. There are some, but it's not many. And if you got someone who's going to support you, who's going to be happy, who's going to try to make you happy, then work with him. Work with him, because the minute you start to work with him, the minute you start to give a little bit, he's going to give a little bit more. Then you're going to give a little bit more. The next thing you know, it's going to balance out. It may not always be 50-50. It may be 49-50. It may be 48-52. But at least there's some compromise. At least there's a will to work on having something positive. Because there's always hope. But you got to be willing to work on it. You got to be willing to say, you know what? Okay, I'm fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm fucked up. So let me ease back a little bit and try to do this a little bit differently. Let me be more willing to have a good relationship with a man who's willing to be there for me. Let me stop being so negative. Because a woman with a negative attitude is just a lonely woman. Even if you got somebody, even if you got a man who lived with you, he probably ain't interacting with you. He probably in the basement or in the other room with the headphones on, listening to some jazz, playing PlayStation 5, or probably talking to someone else who is a little bit more nicer, who's willing to be there for him, who's willing to satisfy him, who's willing to give him a compliment, who's not willing to talk down to him or talk to him like he's some type of child. But you got to look at yourself. You got to decide what it is that you want to do. If you're gonna be arrogant and self-absorbed, then be that. But understand what comes with that. Understand everything that you might want outside of that ain't gonna happen. And if it does, it's gonna be half-assed. You'll never be truly happy. You can improve your attitude, but you gotta be willing to. And I think one of the ways you can improve is to focus on the positive aspects of your relationship, even of your life. Think outside the relationship. Think about your life, everything that evolved around you outside your relationship. Because this will not only make you feel better, but it will also make you feel more attracted to men. Develop an upbeat attitude, you know. Because there are several benefits from having a positive attitude. You tend to be more optimistic and hopeful. And it can lead to increased satisfaction. Help you overcome challenges and setbacks. To wrap this up, this podcast, to me, this podcast has some valid points. I mean, like I said, I know it's going to be some women who are going to be like, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Who is he to be telling me about my attitude or to be speaking about what's going on with me? You know, I understand it. That's just how some people are built. But ultimately, what I'm trying to do is to deliver an inspiring message. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to speak on something like I said, that I've experienced, that I know of, that I've seen. and just give my perspective. I think the title alone is enough that will turn off many women, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I didn't do much to change that, you know, talking about it. But I felt like it needed to be addressed from my perspective. Now, while it's important for women to be aware of the ways that they can come across as unapproachable, I feel that my delivery leaves much to be desired. Look, I understand, you know, it's going to piss someone off. I understand. But when I started this podcast, I knew it was going to be some things I was going to say that people wouldn't give a fuck about, that people wouldn't like. And that's a part of the game. That's a part of what it is that I'm about, what it is that I'm doing. You know, I'm about giving my opinion, giving my insight, and giving my what little knowledge that I have about the topic. You know, I'm going to put it out there. So, ladies, take a step back, assess your attitude, and if it's not up to par, make a change. Your sex appeal will thank you. Trust me. And on that note, I want to say thank you to everyone who listened to the podcast and everyone who continued to listen and not think that I'm being a jerk for speaking on certain things. Continue to like, subscribe, and share. And if I lost anyone or, you know, made anyone feel a certain way about what I talked about, that wasn't my intention. I'm not trying to lose subscribers, but I'm also going to be honest and real about what it is that I do and what it is that, you know, I'm willing to talk about. And this is one of those conversations that I felt needed to be put out there. So, you know, I'm not into a whole, I don't like doing a whole lot of apologizing for doing things that I want to do. But also I know that there's sometimes that you have to, you know, let people know that you're not directly talking to them or you're not trying to make them feel bad. You're just speaking on a subject, because the way the world is now, that's how you have to address people or you have to come across. You have to let everybody know, hey, this ain't about you. This is about something else. This is about somebody else. This is from a general point of view. Anything that you want me to talk about, hit me up at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. Please continue to listen to the podcast. Be safe out here in these streets. The holidays are coming. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And just be safe and take care of yourselves. And I'll talk to you next week.